If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris McConnell with your Make It Rain Fantasy Sports News Update. As you heard Joe bringing it up, the leaderboard over at the British Open. Shane Lowry finishes the day in first place with a par under four. He, of course, is finished for the day. Webb Simpson is just going on to the 18th hole. He is tied for first place, also at minus four, along with Dylan Fratelli, Kevin Kisner, and right behind him is Alex Noren and Sergio Garcia and Robbie McIntyre, all tied for fifth place, all at under three there. Some other notables from this one here. Ricky Fowler is starting to make a comeback here. He is at minus one. He is tied for 13th place. And I'm looking for where our boy Tiger Woods is, but I do not see him.
Tiger has not teed off just yet.
Tiger hasn't teed off yet. Okay.
10-10. Yeah, okay. 10-10 this morning.
Very good. Then I will go on to some of our news going around here. Rory McIlroy start to the Open in his native Northern Ireland. Couldn't have been much worse. McIlroy, the favorite to win the 148th Open Championship at Royal Portrush Golf Club, hit his tee shot on the first hole out of bounds and ended up with a quadruple bogey eight on the par four 421-yard hole. According to the Daily Mirror, McIlroy's opening drive hit a woman and cracked the screen of the mobile phone in her pocket after a one-stroke penalty. McIlroy hit his second tee shot into the deep rough on the left side of the fairway. His fourth shot was low and ended up an even thicker rough on the left side of the green. He was forced to take an unplayable lie near the green, but you guys were saying that he started to pick it up just a little bit as the day came to
Yeah, he's doing a little
close.
Better now.
Doing a little bit better now. Right now, let's go over to the NBA right now. The Oklahoma City Thunder's discussions to move nine-time All-Star guard Chris Paul to a new destination are pretty much in park, and an increasing expectation exists that he will start the season with the team, league sources are saying. Oklahoma City has been working with Paul and his representatives on finding a trade, but nothing is materializing so deep into summer free agency. Both sides believe there are benefits to Paul playing out the season with the Thunder. For now, there's a belief that there could be more success exploring trade scenarios again after December 15th or even the completion of the 2019-2020 season. The market expands on December 15th when players who signed offseason free agent deals can become eligible to be included in trade packages. Newly signed Reggie Bullock underwent surgery Wednesday for a cervical disc herniation, the New York Knicks announced. The team said it would provide an update on his rehab and progress around the start of training camp. On Tuesday, Bullock signed a two-year, $8.2 million deal with the Knicks. The sides reworked the deal after his medical issue prompted the team to back out of its original two-year, $21 million agreement. Guys, some college football news here. After taking nearly 3 weeks to make a final decision, dual-threat quarterback Haynes King committed to Texas A&M on Wednesday. King, who is the top quarterback in the ESPN 300 and number 19 prospect overall in the class of 2020, made his intentions known in an interview with the Longview News Journal. The 6'3", 185-pound quarterback made official visits to Texas A&M, Tennessee, Auburn, and Duke from May through the first 3 weeks of June before narrowing his choices to the Volunteers and the Aggies. The East Texas multi-sport standout boasts a 4-5 a 4.540, along with being a talented passer, bolsters a Texas A&M recruiting class that was already knocking on the door of the top 10 prior to King's commitment. The addition of Haynes King, King puts the Aggies right now in the top 5 recruiting class for 2020. In baseball, guys, Angels pitcher Noe Ramirez was suspended 3 games and fined an undisclosed amount for throwing a pitch in the area of Houston outfielder Jake Marisnik's head, and Los Angeles manager Brad Asmus was suspended a game and fined. Joe Torre, chief of baseball officer for Major League Baseball, announced the penalties Wednesday, one day after Ramirez drilled Marisnik between the shoulder blades with a 1-1 pitch in the 6th inning of the Angels 7-2 home victory. Ramirez said he will appeal the suspension. Bench coach Josh Paul managed the Angels 11-2 loss to the Astros on Wednesday, while Asmus served his suspension. Some other quick news about the Angels. All-star outfielder Mike Trout was out of the lineup for the 3rd straight game Wednesday night against the Houston Astros because of a calf injury. Trout expects to return to the Angels lineup today. Phillies closer Hector Neris was suspended 3 games and fined an undisclosed amount for intentionally throwing a pitch in the area of the head of Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman David Freese. Guys, that is the news from me, Chris Pavona. We got plenty of stuff coming up here for Make It Rain. We will keep you up to date with everything going on in the British Open. And guys, enjoy the rest of the show.
Nice.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour of Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As we, the British Open is in full swing. We've got some matchups here, some big name matchups too coming up this hour. If you guys want to dive in and you want to be degenerates like Dane and I, and be betting since about 6 o'clock this morning, we are ready to rock and roll. It's a big cast here too, Dane, on this hour, because you'll have Spieth is getting ready to go off here. Kupka is getting ready to go off. Yeah. Tommy Fleetwood just went off. Oostes and Justin Thomas. So some of the that next wave of a big name guys is getting ready to tee it off. And then of course you'll have a little bit later, 9 o'clock hour, Justin Rose, Tony Finau, to mention a few, and then it'll all round out with Dustin Johnson at 10, Tiger Woods at 10:10, Kuchar's at 10:20, and your boy John Rahm is at 10:20. So then
Jason
this
Day
hour
with Dustin Johnson today as well.
There you go. Perfect. So we've got and that to me is going to be another, it's going to be another interesting matchup. How does that back hold out for Jason Day? Because as I look at the numbers, there are some tasty matchups with Jason Day. The question is, how much do you trust? Now, he did go out and get, Tiger's caddy there, a former caddy, because he's got history at this golf course.
Of course.
And we a lot of guys looking to do everything they could going into this to try and get as much knowledge about a course that hasn't been played on tour since 1951. So I get it, but how much will that play into it in the opening round so far? I think 4 under, which is what's leading right now. That's a pretty respectable score given the course condition and also how the weather's supposed to be getting worse as the day goes on.
Yeah, so, it may favor these people who've gone out already and set the high watermark at -4. Joe, I got to tell you, the group that I am looking at and what I think has got to be kind of all in all the best group of the day at 10:21 a.m.
Okay.
You got John Rahm and Patrick Cantlay and Matt Kuchar. And that's the threesome. That's a big – there's some potential in that threesome.
And we will break down that threesome. We'll give you our bets because, we're diving into that. That's what we do here as we make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Ursa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Let's discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
All right, here we go. Make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, here on July 18th. Unbelievable. July 18th, 2019. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. As we, T-minus 30 days and counting here before we get inundated with all sorts of football. Before we get there, though, of course, we still have one major left to crown a champion in, that being the British Open, which is up and running. There is a couple of groups, like Dane had just been saying, less, especially at that 10 o'clock hour, with some of the Kuchers and the John Rahms of the world. There are some interesting matchups that come along with those groups, and that's why we love the British Open. It starts so early here on the East Coast that, you know, we've been up forever now betting and doing some battle, not only tournament-wise, but certainly first round. We'll talk about some of those coming up, but Dane and I had mentioned Major League Baseball and the race away from the middle, which is what Dane talks about all the time. And we talked about how the Giants here, the San Francisco Giants, they're unbeatable right now. They haven't lost in 3 weeks. It's crazy what they have been doing. And they've gone from a team that we were talking about, Will Smith the closer, Bumgarner. We've been trading. They've been talking trading that entire team, blowing it up now for a while. Until, of course, over the last 3 weeks when they've managed to crawl to not only almost 500, but just about two and a half games out of the final wild card spot. But Dane brought up a very interesting point about the National League. everybody is, it seems like, is still in the conversation for that wild card spot. Is that correct, Dave? Most everybody in the National League?
Pretty much. And we were looking at this over the break and stuff off air, Joe, and how kind of unique it is, you know? Because to set the stage, the premise, right, the way we're talking about it is under the construct of, like, should a team decide with the trading deadline 2 weeks away to be a buyer or be a seller at this moment in time, right? This critical moment when you decide if you're going to go for it or not. Mm-hmm. And I threw out, like, hey, if you're within 5 games of the playoffs right now, you got to sort of think you're, like, within arm's distance, okay? So if we use that, 5 games out of the playoffs right now with, you know, 2.5 months left to go. At that point, all it takes, like you're saying, is a good hot streak like the Giants are on right now, right? So right now, the second wild card is the Milwaukee Brewers. Okay. They are 50-47, Joe. They are 3 games over. If you look at all the teams that are within 5 games of the Milwaukee Brewers, Joe, the Cardinals, 0.5 game back of the Brewers. The Diamondbacks, 0.5 game back of the Brewers. The Phillies, 0.5 game back of the Brewers. The Giants, 2.5 back of the Brewers. The Padres, 3 back of the Brewers. The Rockies, 3.5 back of the Brewers.
Wow.
The Pirates, 4 back of the Brewers. The Mets, 5 back of the Brewers. The Reds, 5 behind the Brewers. You consider every team in the National League, with the lone exception of the Marlins, are within what we would consider, you know, spitting distance of the playoffs. So what do you do in that situation, Joe? Because I just reeled off like 9 teams, right?
That's crazy. Yep.
None of them right now are in the playoffs. Right now it's the Brewers and the Nationals that are the wild cards. So when you add the Brewers and the Nationals, like out of those 10 teams, if they all decided to like go for it, all but 2 of them would be wrong and would have made a mistake. So that's the issue. You know what I mean? It's so bunched up that it's not only how close you are, but how many teams you have to contend with to actually qualify for the postseason that makes me think that these teams in these 2 weeks should not, you know, kind of get gassed up and have like beer goggles about themselves when they look in the mirror. They should realize that, you know, the best decision is probably to realize they are not contending this year and instead be sellers.
Well, let's take out, I mean, the teams that we know, right? I mean, it's July, 18th here?
Yep.
So we really only have 7 of the 30 Major League Baseball teams that I would consider fully out of it, both American and National, right? The Blue Jays.
One of those is a National League team, right?
The Orioles. Well, no, I mean, the Blue Jays, Orioles, Royals, Tigers, White Sox, Mariners, Marlins. And I would throw the Mets, Reds, and Pirates in that, too, as well, due to
in
the
reality,
fact that in reality, that short of them rattling off a 10 or 11 game win streak, they're in all likelihood, let's get rid of them. I think the Giants are the closest. That's when you start going, all right, from the Giants up now,
what about
let's talk
Padres
about some
Rockies?
Of these teams.
What about the Rockies? 2 days ago, Joe, you were telling me, oh, the Rockies, hey, they're behind the Giants right now.
Yes, they are. They absolutely are. Now, the thing about the Rockies and why I wouldn't stick a fork in them just yet is that lineup and those bats, they've hit a cold streak here without a doubt. But I think when you look at the potential of what that team from a hitting standpoint can be in this day and age with the juice ball, I wouldn't sell on the Rockies just yet. I wouldn't sell on the Giants either.
Is the Rockies, it sounds like. Because you were saying anybody below the Giants, but the Rockies are below the Giants. You know?
How far are they behind? How far back are they?
Behind who? The Giants?
Yeah.
They're only a game back of the Giants. The Giants are 47-49. The Rockies are 46-50. They're 1 game behind the Giants. They are 3.5 behind the Brewers for the final wild card spot right now. They are 3.5 games behind the out of the playoffs, the Colorado Rockies.
Where are the Cardinals in this?
0.5 game back of the playoffs.
0.5 game back in the playoffs. Okay, so they're there. So then really when you start looking at these teams, the bottom two, let's say, are the Rockies and the Giants. Then we move up to who now? Who would be the next level?
Up? Like as a better team?
Yes.
Arizona and Philadelphia and St. Louis.
All right, let's go there. Let's go Arizona. Arizona, are you selling if you're Arizona, or are you buying if you're – keeping in mind this team already dismantled. This team was not supposed to be there. Right, they already sold. So what do you do with them?
I trade Robbie Ray.
Okay. So you'll be a seller. Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, get rid of that. The Phillies?
The Phillies, they have to. They've shoved their chips in the table, right? They have to buy. They have to buy.
They do. They spent
$1 billion in the offseason, yeah. Right? Segura, McCutcheon, Realmuto, right. Harper, David Robertson. You know, they have to buy.
Nope. The Cardinals. What do you do if you're St. Louis?
I think they're buyers as well.
Yeah. Well, I do too. I don't think that town there is not going to.
Right.
They're not going to tolerate.
They traded for Paul Goldschmidt in the offseason. Yeah. They signed Andrew Miller. I think a lot of this, Joe, is they have to also continue whatever momentum they kind of declared in the offseason, right? We're talking about this. You're saying like Arizona already dismantled. The Cardinals already showed that they're going for it because they already outlaid and spent money. The Phillies the same way. So that's where you can't like go sell this to the fan base. Like now I'm going to sell. You know what I mean? You have to be consistent. That's the other part of this.
And the other, you know, the thing is, guys, this July 31st trade deadline is actually the deadline this year. There is no, waivers and when you're August and September going, who's on the team? No, the 31st is going to come here, guys, and it's over. So these teams, that's why we're going through this, as we look at it, we're going, these teams got to decide like now, like what are they doing? What are we doing and what are we willing to give up in order to go? And the teams that hold the cards right now are the ones that we talked about, the Orioles, Blue Jays, Royals, Tigers. This is the opportunity for those teams to go get a bounty. You know what I mean? Go get your pot of gold right now. You can go and do this, and that makes sense to me. But of those teams who are going to have an opportunity and decision to make, the Colorados, the Giants, to me, how do you explain to a fan base?
Right.
How do you explain to your fan base that you are right there, an opportunity to make a push for a wild card? Right. How do you turn around if you're the San Francisco Giants and explain to your fans that you're going to trade Bumgarner or Smith now? You're going to – like, how do you explain that you're building for the future when you're actually in the present right now?
Yeah, I would say the Arizona Diamondbacks are the biggest team that might sell, but we'd have to do that, right? They are a half game out of the playoffs right now.
They almost have to, right?
And they kind of have to sell.
Yeah.
To race away from the middle.
It really is. It's crazy. Is it mediocrity? Is it parody?
I'd rather suck than be mediocre.
Hey, brother, that's the world we live in now, not the truth. Make it rain.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long, betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I need someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com.
Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
John Gann of the St. Louis Cardinals.
The baseballs are flying off the bat this year, but I don't know if anybody's conducting an investigation or anything like that. Every pitcher in the league is pitching with the same baseball, and every hitter in the league is hitting the same baseball, so I don't think there's any advantage or disadvantage that has been created. We're all playing the same game.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Time to get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show, well, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Who doesn't love free money, huh? Here's how it works. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make a deposit, and then place your first bet. DraftKings, they'll match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Now, act quickly. The offer will not be around forever, and if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See the website for details. And welcome in here to Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Big full slate of baseball games here tonight. We'll take a look at those coming up, give you some of our Make It Rain plays. The British Open. Update from there right now, Dane. What does it look like we've got here? A two-person, three-person race at the top?
Yeah, it's still pretty much holding steady like we've talked about before, where we still have Shane Lowry in the clubhouse at -4. And then we also have the South African Fratelli, who's at -4. He's through 17. And just a, like, literally immediately updated, just changed. The guy McIntyre is also at -4. He is through 17. Checking that out. Just trying to check in on your boy, who was Ricky, who was at -1. I'm trying to find Ricky.
Coming around to that 11th hole, which, yeah, by the way, guys, has been a disaster. No, I mean, it's been a disaster. So. That switch from the ninth to the front nine to the back nine, apparently it really does seem to be screwing a lot of guys up.
And Count Ricky among them. He bogeyed the ninth, which I told you was the second toughest hole today. It was 11, then 9. Ricky bogeyed 9 to go back to even. He just finished 10. He parred 10, so he is now on the 11th hole at even. Right there, even. Similar, he's playing with, I believe it's DeChambeau today, who is also even after 10. Let's see if Rory's gotten any more back real quick. That's the last guy I want to check for you. Because, you know, a lot of people are looking at Rory. And
Rory took an 8, guys, on the first hole. If you're just waking up and you're joining us, Rory, the favorite, 8-1 tournament favorite, got up and hit, got an 8 on the first hole. He was as much as 5 over through 4 holes, but he does look like he's gotten a few shots back.
He has gotten a couple back, okay? More recently, he's birdied the 7th, and he birdied that 9th hole that's given a lot of other people trouble. He just parred 10, so Joe, Rory now steps up to the 11th hole, which has been a killer to everybody else. He's trying to make hay here. He's made a couple strokes back. He is at +3 far in his round as he enters what has been playing as the toughest hole of the day.
Well, all right, good. We'll check back in that hole there. Also, Sergio Garcia, 3 under par. I think he's finishing up his round. Get a load of this. Sergio, and how we, you know, the problem is you can't bet on everybody, but Sergio, has more top 10s. He's the only player with more top 10s that don't have a win in the British Open. He's done it. He's done it 11 times where he's been a top 10 at the Open, never won it, but consistently gets top 10s. I guess it shouldn't surprise us that he's sitting somewhere around 3 under par, finishing up his day just one stroke off the lead. Him and Webb Simpson, I believe, two guys that their short game was unbelievable here today. But Sergio, all of a sudden, 3 under par, and a guy nobody was talking about.
Yep, he is done, Joe. He has, in fact, posted his 68, which is 3 under par. Great. He had four birdies on the day, one bogey to get his 3 under. And, Joe, the one bogey was on hole number 9.
Wow. So 9 and 11, so guys, and 11. Is what's.
Yeah.
Yep. One other guy, too, that I know a lot of people played, we've been talking about it, was Henrik Stenson. Is there an update on, because he was heading to the back nine, if I'm not mistaken, last hour when we checked in with him.
Yep. he's one under. No. He's one under. He's one under. He's on 15 right now. So far, he's even on the back nine. He and I laugh because, you know, he's even on the back nine. He birdied 12, but he bogeyed 11. He bogeyed 11, just like everybody else. Okay, so he is, though, right now, he's on 15, and he's one under. But he, like everyone else, well, not everyone, but like a lot of other people, he put up a 5. On the par 4 11th.
You, those of you looking to, like, what is that? Is it a 900-yard par? It's actually just, it's under 500 yards. It's a par 4, right? I mean, that's it. 470-some-odd-yard par 4, and it's destroying guys. It is absolutely destroying them. So,
by one far of the other. Hardest hole on the course. It's playing at, sorry, Joe, it's playing at 4.46 right now. Basically a half shot over. We've had 6 birdies so far. 6 birdies so far, 21 bogeys on this hole.
What is the 9th hole? We didn't. Is that a par 3? Like, what is the 9th hole causing so much aggravation? Nothing.
It's also
nothing crazy.
It's a shorter size par 4, to be quite honest, Joe.
Really?
It's a par 4 that's 432 yards. That has had 4 birdies only today. Only 4 birdies today. 20 bogeys today. On 11, though, has had more blowups. There have been 5 people that have double or worse on 11. Right. And there have been two that have been doubles or worse on 9. But 20 bogeys on 9 already, 21 bogeys on 11 already, only 4 birds on 9, only 6 on the 11th hole.
Looking at the weather report here, it's the guys that are on the course right now, especially those that finished already, maybe thanking the golf gods, the golf gods rather. The conditions are about to get worse for the rest of the day. They said the weather is going to be rolling in here. So I think 4 under par, 67 is the best score that we've had. Obviously 4 under par, that might be the best we see all day long, because as that weather and wind and rain start to roll in, it's going to be hard to get anything better than, I think, a 67. So you mentioned Tiger is in that 10 o'clock, 10-10 group. And then you mentioned the John Rahm group. Who's in the John Rahm group? That's crazy.
Yeah, this looks to me like it'll be like, you know, the spotlight group of the day if you're on, like, the Golf Channel following them around or whatever. In the 10:21 a.m. group, the 3-ball here, all heavy hitters, okay? You got John Rahm, Patty Cantlay, and Matt Kuchar.
Wow. Absolutely crazy, right? Absolutely crazy.
My look, that's like the biggest, like all 3 names, brand names in the group altogether.
John Rahm was a big play for a lot of guys. He was kind of that middle of the road. He was a little chalky, but he wasn't he wasn't anything. He wasn't a single digit. I think 16 or 17 to 1 is where you could have got him.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I'm looking at some of his tournament matchups here today. John Rahm, Tiger Woods. John Rahm -145, Tiger +125. But you can get Tiger a stroke and a half. You can spread it at -105 if you want to bet Tiger. John Rahm -125. If he is Yeah, he shot 62 a couple of weeks ago at the Scottish Open, I believe, to win it on a Sunday. He's been playing links courses for the last couple of weeks. Guys really hammered him and really liked him. So if you like John Rahm, that matchup against Tiger, yes, it's a little chalky, but John Rahm, Justin Rose, John Rahm minus 115 over Justin Rose. John Rahm, Dustin Johnson. He's actually getting money. He's even money against Dustin Johnson. And I don't want to say that fade Dustin Johnson, but can we be realistic? I think Rahm's game is better in better shape right now. And you're going to give me even money to beat Dustin Johnson? That's a bet I'm willing to take there. Certainly in round one.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, we've been saying how, you know, Dustin Johnson, while obviously one of the, top three players in the world, he is someone who maybe this golf course doesn't fit as well. You know, like we've said that he's maybe not the Lynx style kind of golfer, right? With his banging it with big off the drive, that sort of thing.
And just for you, coming up here at 8:50, all right, Dane, we have Bo Hostler, baby. Bo Hostler getting ready to tee off, and he's taking on Jonathan Vegas. Bo Hostler is plus 120. I am hitting the play button right now, brother. We are going to ride Bo Hostler.
I like it.
Who loves
But isn't technically
his,
for them, this is an afternoon start. He's going out late, technically, right? This is not early.
Late.
It's early for us, but it's not.
That's correct.
It's not early in Ireland right now.
Yep. No, it is not. We are going to one of the very first, I think the first major we had that we had an opportunity to bet live on here, it was Bo Hostler. JJ Spawn. So I don't see Spawn here, but I see Hostler. So just for sentimental sake, we're going to go ahead and ride Bo Hostler at plus 120 over Jonathan Vegas. But,
I like that.
You know, to your
Joe, but wait a second. If that theory holds, Joe, are you going back to the well and betting anti-Maj again in esports?
You know, I've been looking for them and I haven't found them. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Listen, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If it ain't broke, don't fix
it.
Green,
right? Bo Hostler and anti-match esports gaming, whatever. Okay.
Yep. One of the other matchups that very interesting, round one, Cantlay and Kuchar. Two guys that are on my ticket. Kuchar's playing the best golf of his life. Cantlay won the Memorial, right, about a month and a half ago, and then fell off like the planet. Like, that was kind of like I don't want to say the guy lost his edge, but the problem I had with Cantlay is that he didn't parlay that victory at a Memorial, shot 60, what did he shoot, 61 or 62? He ended up beating Adam Scott that day, who, you know, and we haven't seen anything. And Kuchar is plus money, plus 105.
I'm
going Cooch,
hey,
man.
Rory just parred the 11th.
Ooh.
Parred the 11th.
Wow. We'll check in with Ricky Fowler, too. We'll do that. Let you know the latest from the British Open. Coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Oh, that weather looks ugly.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get it in shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send in one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321-321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
So I just got a message from our boy, Jay the Sports Keg, and
okay. He
was tailing us yesterday. He heard us talk about the must fade of Phil Mickelson. And he pretty much cashed just about every he took all the matchups with Phil today. Lowry over Phil.
Nice.
He got that at plus 100. He had Phil Mickelson over 70.5 as far as the score. Phil shot 76. He managed to get that at minus 150. But so Jay, the sports keg, cash in here, telling us on Make It Rain. Congratulations, brother. It's the least we can do with all the damn winners he's given us in the MMA.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, no problem with that. Phil Mickelson, fade. It's all about fade. But we've been telling you the 9th and the 11th hole right now are going to be two key holes for you guys if you are doing matchups today, especially today. For some reason, Dane, these holes are destroying guys. Guys looking to make the turn, they might be two under, and then by the time they get to the 12th hole, they're like four over. What's going on?
Yep, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. I'm on a website right now giving me a hole-by-hole tour of Royal Portrush. I'm trying to figure it all out. Like, what is the challenge?
Is it on the water? Is it on the water?
I got to tell you the truth. It doesn't. I mean, from the one picture I see here right now, it doesn't look like it's crazy. It is very hilly, and there's a lot of that tall grass around it, but that's, that's about it. But the 11th has claimed someone else, Joe. One of our guys, Xander Schauffele, was -1 on the front nine, is like through 14 or 15, and I looked, and he's +1 now. I was like, how did he lose two strokes? I looked.
11 again?
Hard every hole on the back nine. He double bogeyed 11. 11 is claiming victims left and right. I am trying to understand why, Joe. I'm bringing it up. It does look like they've changed some of the holes. They've made some of the holes different. It looks like they have, in fact, done some revisions recently to Royal Portrush. Okay, so I'm trying to figure it out. Okay, here I go. Here we go, Joe. Here we go. The 11th, 474-yard par 4. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Patrick Harrington, good, golfer out there in Europe, right?
Former double winner.
Yeah, so here's the description that I have here that I just brought up on the 11th. Patrick Harrington once said, "This tee shot is the most difficult in the entire world." in all of golf. It starts with a narrow shot through the mounds on either side of the fairway. A good tee shot to the corner brings the putting surface into view. The green is perched among sand dunes, way above fairway level, with a false front that will repel anything short. But it's supposed to be a really tough tee shot. That's what I'm getting out of this. This one description, at least. And then the ninth.
And he's a two-time British Open champion, so Patty would know of all the places.
And he's saying this is the hardest tee shot in the world in all of golf.
Yep.
Maybe that has something to do with it. The description on the ninth hole, Joe. There you go. This is typically the hardest hole on the golf course for members. The hole bends gently from right to left, and there's a new bunker on the right, which will cause problems for any players who want to keep the driver in the bag. Two cross bunkers from the approach make the green appear closer than it is, and the green is protected by banks on the right, leaving a very tough up and down.
Wow. So there you go. So it's a lot of this has to do. And again, the weather is rolling in there today at the British Open. So the guys that are in the clubhouse or just about finishing are the conditions were going to be a heck of a lot better for them than what the guys like Tiger and Dustin Johnson and Jon Rahm, those guys are going to face in the afternoon. Wind, rain, and anybody who will tell you, they've been saying it all week, it plays like two different golf courses. Once that wind on the water coming off the bay there, once that wind comes in and the rain, that's why we always said you got to be able to shape your shots a heck of a lot more with a link-style course. Once that weather and once that wind comes in, you guys, it's a totally different golf course. I think we got, don't we have Brooks Koepka teed off already? And he almost eagled the second hole. It looked like he almost made the shot on the second hole. But I think, is he one under still? Or is that what you're looking at heading to the third?
He's minus one. Yeah, he's minus one. He's on the third right now. He wound up birdieing number two. Like you said, he lifted out for eagle.
All right, and you've got another guy that's on the card we've been telling you about, Henrik Stenson, managed to make it through the ninth and the 11th, right? So he's got to be close to 17 or 18 too.
He's on 16 right now, Joe, but watch what you say, Joe, because he, too, bogeyed the 11th.
That's just mind-blowing.
He got it right back by birdieing the 12th, that's all. Which is a par five. So, you know, they get a chance to get it right back. Stenson is currently minus one. He's on the 16th hole. But, Joe, he's another one of the guys who bogeyed 11.
Wow. So that's going to be the hole to check, guys. I think we have found what could be the Achilles heel of what that is. And you did mention, too, Ricky is still even par, I believe, right? He's made it through.
Yeah, let's see, Ricky. By the way, the 11th hole, you know how all the holes have names, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. The 11th hole is named P.G. Stevenson, by the way.
Ooh.
Just so you know. That is what's giving everybody difficulty today.
It ain't P.G.
And who are we talking about, Ricky?
Well, Ricky was going to the 11th. Did he make it through the 11th hole unscathed?
Yeah, he was. Let's see. I will try to find out. on 11. He's still on 11. He's on 11 right now. I don't know yet. He's through 10.
Right.
He's even par.
Okay.
I'll keep an eye on him in the next 10 minutes before I go off. If whatever happens, I'll let you know.
It's going to be a long day, fun day in the world of golf as the British Open is underway. Half the guys have already teed off. The other half are in the process of doing it. Tiger Woods, 10:10 this morning, Eastern time. He will tee it up there. Kuchar also right around that time. Jon Rahm. Some very interesting matchups still available on the board. Just first round, guys. You can go ahead and you can get a Patrick Cantlay. You can get Snedeker, Rahm, Patrick Reed. Yeah. Isn't Patrick Reed playing with Tiger, I think, somewhere around that tee time?
If I look at the tee times, that sounds right to me. I'm double checking.
That's
right
about
now.
10:10. Yeah, I think so. Patrick Reed is there.
Yeah, Patrick Reed and Matt Wallace.
And Wallace, yeah. So that's a good matchup, too. There are some nice priced matchups for the first round. Spieth versus Leishman, who I think is going to surprise a lot of people here, Leishman. These guys aren't teeing off until Soon. They were actually teeing off, actually, rather in between the before 9 o'clock. Then you got that next round of guys coming in at 9. And then by the time Tiger's teeing off, it's going to be two different golf courses than what you're seeing right now. A lot of wind, a lot of rain, kind of screwing the guys in the second half there. But keep an eye on Jason Day. That's he's another one, 9:55, I believe. Jason Day's in that group.
Yeah. Yes, he is. That exact Jesus. Time. The exact time 9:55 is 9:59.
Okay.
Dustin Johnson. He's with Dustin yep. Johnson and Keegan Bradley.
How cool is that, right? So you're going to have Jason Day and Dustin Johnson. Will he or won't he, Dustin Johnson? Because the weather is not going to be good come 10 o'clock this morning. So plenty of opportunities in golf to watch, which is fun. Don't forget, Major League Baseball's got a full card tonight as well, Dane. And I'll tell you, the one game I circled right off the bat when
I think
when
I know where you are.
I think I know where you are.
I cannot believe it was only minus 105 or minus 110 to me. I don't know. But you've been talking about how much you think the San Francisco Giants are going on a run, Joe. And Madison Bumgarner's on the hill for the San Francisco Giants at home. They welcome the lowly Mets, yet somehow they're both minus 110 or minus 105, whatever you're seeing. FanDuel has it at minus 108. Joe, am I right?
Dude, I don't. No comment. No comment. But go Giants. Go San Francisco. Bumgarner at home on the mound. Yeah, I think they should be able to do it at least one more game. And the other team that I've told you about too.
Chase, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's no reason to sell. Not yet. No reason to sell. If you lose to the Mets tonight, then you can go ahead and sell. But outside of that, if you're going to keep winning. Bumgarner on the mound, going to take care of business. Another game, we talked about this, Dane, right after the All-Star break. I said one of those teams I'm going to be looking at that I don't think the market has caught up with is the Oakland A's. And, yeah, they beat up that high school team, Seattle.
Yesterday, right? I told you about Homer Bailey in his first start yesterday. Got that win.
Amazing what happens when you got a team that can score runs around you. But how about the A's at plus 130 on the road at the Minnesota Twins? Kyle Gibson going for the Twins, but Mike Fiers, who can we stop fading Mike Fiers, guys? The guy does nothing but win games for this team, and he's going up against Kyle Gibson. The Twins are 1-4 when Kyle Gibson starts at home versus a team with a winning record. So they beat up the teams they're supposed to beat up, but it's the better competition the Twins have had the problem with. They got beat up again last night, 14-4. Mike Fiers on the mound at plus 130, man. I'm all over Oakland again.
Yeah. That sounds good. I think you're right. I know you're the A's. You know, you love the Bay Area, Joe. You like the Giants. You like the A's.
A lot of money.
You're all over them. You're all over them. Are you on the Niners? Are you on the Niners season win total, Joe?
I'm over, baby.
There you go. Jimmy G spot for you, Joe. I'm also, by the way, look, I'm looking at Houston Anaheim. I'm looking to wait to see a total come out of there. I like the over. Ooh. I think there's going to be runs scored there tonight. Matt Harvey is someone I think the Astros lineup can attack. And the other thing, this is kind of a prop bet for you, Joe. Kind of a prop bet for you. In the Detroit-Cleveland game, Joe, we got our boy Matty Boyd and Trevor Bauer. Those guys on the hill, those are guys who can both put up some strikeouts, Joe. Okay, so I would look to find, I haven't found any yet, if there's any kind of combined strikeouts in this game or strikeout props, I'd be very interested because Boyd plus Bauer equals strikeouts. Same thing with Chris Sale on the mound today, early this afternoon.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with that. I like that. Sale is another. It's going to be a head scratcher here. I don't even know what the line is with that. Has it come out yet for Sale?
I haven't seen it.
No,
I haven't seen it out yet.
But my boy Caleb Smith is on the mound from Miami at home, taking on Dinos and Lamette there for San Diego. They came back yesterday. I want to look at the under here, but what is the under number right now in this game? I know Miami's getting plus money. They're plus 100, an even
seven
dog at home.
Seven and a half.
Be another one of those.
Joe, and I just got to tell you, I'm about to head off. They have not posted the score for Ricky on the 11th, so that just means that it's taken a while to complete it. So I don't know.
Unbelievable. All right, Morning After is coming up. Dane and I will be back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., covering the British Open for you, helping you make it rain, people. That's what they do. Good luck. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
A book and want to get it published. Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
DFS players, we don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Welcome in here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Make it rain, which is what we like to do here for you as we take a look at the world of sports here in the day ahead. We look a little bit just in the rearview mirror last night, Major League Baseball. Dane, your boy, Chris Paddock, I was thinking about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, buddy.
We were on in-game live last night, and I happened to look over to the scoreboard, and I'm getting text messages going, hey, check out the Marlins, man. Check out the Marlins. And I thought the Marlins might – I was like, okay. So the Marlins are – what are they doing? Putting up – are they ripping Paddock? Yeah, no, Paddock was
– oh, they are not.
Smoking them. And we watched a little bit of it, and I could tell you just from the couple innings that we had to see right around the fourth and fifth, it was obvious they weren't coming close to hitting Paddock. He was electric.
He had good stuff last night.
Yep. Absolutely. Electric. And they had a 3-0 lead, which was nice because he could play with the lead. What's that?
I'm just saying, when you're in game, that's the kind of thing you can see also, right? You'd be like, uh-oh, he's got his stuff. Like, they ain't hitting him today. And whether that's betting San Diego, whether it's betting the under, whatever it is, you can tell, like, oh, he's got his stuff today.
Yeah. And he had a three lead cushion, which was nice for most of the game there. So, of course, it gets to the eighth inning, and, you know, Gabe the Mush happens to make the comment, right? I'm going, guys, is there a prop bet? I don't know. We were looking. I'm like, is there a prop for, hey, does he finish the no-hitter? Does he get it? Doesn't he get it? You know, I was like, we were looking for any sort of prop along those lines, and then Gabe comes out with the, aren't the Padres the only team in Major League Baseball never to give up never to have a no-hitter? So I'm going, wow, let me look. And sure enough, while I'm looking, Sterling Castro gets up and hits a bomb, and that was the end of the no-hitter. But it was right up to that point. He was only a couple of outs away, man, from doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's my thing, and I've said this. This is going to be something I don't think I've said to you, Joe. One of the things I'm telling people about in fantasy baseball is not only like the trading deadline stuff, which I've told you, but another reason you may need to sell some people for 70, 80 cents on the dollar, or some of these young pitchers who have been really good for you so far this year, like a Chris Paddock, they're going to start to run up against their innings limit, Joe. And they're going to start to have starts skipped. They're going to need to be pitching a no-hitter to not be pulled after the fifth inning. You know what I'm saying, Joe, right? And so if you're in a league where a win or a quality start is a stat, you know, it ain't going to happen. I'm talking about guys like Soroka and Freed with the Braves. I'm talking about our guy Walker Buehler with the Dodgers and guys like Chris Paddock, okay? And here's the other thing, just because you'll love this one. I know we're up against the break soon, Joe, but you'll love this. Chris Paddock, you know who his agent is?
Who?
Scott Boras. Scott Boras.
No, it's not. Right? Is it really?
What has Scott Boras done? Yes. What has Scott Boras done with, say, like, Matt Harvey with the Mets being like, hey, don't ruin your arm? What did he do with Steven Strasburg when the Nationals were in the damn playoffs, Joe? He said, hey, you're at your innings limit. Don't ruin your arm. You telling me you think Scott Boras is going to let Chris Paddock throw more innings than his innings limit? It ain't happening. Trade Chris Paddock in fantasy baseball right now.
Good stuff, man. That's what we're talking about. That's how we make it rain for you. I never thought of that, man. Good stuff, Dan. Get rid of him. Yeah, and you know what? Trade him to me because I need a pitcher heading into the playoffs. It'd be fantastic. Trade him to me.
You don't want him in the fantasy playoffs. He's pitching.
He ain't going to be there. That's a good point.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.